我们继续跟大家介绍普门品啊。那上一次就是8月28号的时候，我们讲到观世音菩萨救哪些苦难啊。
We're going to keep talking about the universal chapter. Last time at August 28th, we talk about what kind of sufferings can 观世音菩提萨埵 help us relieve from.
忘了跟大家介绍，我们有新的翻译。
I forgot to introduce the new translator to you all.
他叫文殊菩萨。
My name is 文殊。
不是我们文殊势力大菩萨，他是大菩萨，可是他的文殊是写。那个文书，这是书本的书。
My name is different than the real
not the real
文书布里萨瓦。
Everyone is a phenomena. Okay, 好，那我们再继续啊。那上次有讲七难啊，其实观世音菩萨就苦难有，我们可以分为三种，就是救身的哈，救心的跟救色的，所以是观身救苦、观心救苦、观色救苦。
Last time, we talk about the seven misfortune or disasters, and we're going to keep talking about it. There are three categories of misfortunes that 观世音菩提萨埵 can relieve. Sentient beings from. The first one is respond to the voice to relieve the pain. The second is respond to the mind to relieve the pain. And the third one is respond to the appearance to relieve the pain.
Okay. 那观身救苦呢，又分为七种，就是很有名的七难。
We're going to talk about the seven misfortunes, which is corresponding to the response to voices to relieve the pain part.
那它有七种，它有七种七难。
There are seven types of misfortunes or disasters.
那我们上次讲过火难、水难、风难。那假如你是拿我们手上讲义就是第十八页上面有提的第二段，有火难、水难、风难。你们看的时候，在右边啊，经文解析右边有讲，闻声救苦、救济七难、火难、水难、风难。
I guess we don't have that part in our English version. But last time we talked about the fire and the fire misfortune, water misfortune, and the storm, drowning misfortune and storm misfortune. I think it's on page
page four to page six.
Oh, okay. So on page four is talking about the fire misfortune, and the fifth is drowning misfortune. The sixth is the storm misfortune.
我们现在要继续讲第四、第五、第六、第七。
We're going to talk about the fourth, fifth, and sixth and seventh misfortunes.
因为我们已经纳了很多哈，所以不念经文啊，自己有空的时候呢，可以把这个经文啊带回家。那你们只要经文想要留下来的话，可以带回去没有关系啊。中文的可以，那英文的哈只有九本。
Pretty far behind, so we're not going to read the sutras together. The English, the Chinese speakers, you can take the copies home. But for the English speaker, I'm sorry, we only have 9 copies of the book. So, yeah, you have to keep it here.
那这边跟大家开始解释哈，刀杖难是什么，恶鬼难是什么，诱戏难是什么，显露难是什么。
We're going to explain the weapon misfortune, evil ghost misfortune, and the locked up misfortune, and the perilous road misfortune to everyone this time.
那前面的三难跟后面的四难啊，其实它就是涵盖我们只要人间啊，都可能产生的一种代表，并不是说由于像今天爆炸。那时候大概还没有所谓的爆炸哈，空难那时候也没有，可是就是类似啊，你就是想这七难其实就是涵盖所有的难。
The seven misfortunes are actually representing all the disasters we might to encounter in our life. For instance, we had an explosion last night, that can be considered as one of the misfortunes as well, even though it's not seen in the seven misfortunes.
那前面的三难呢，就是碰到灾难的时候，你自己念观世音菩萨就得到解脱啊。
The first three.
不，我应该讲错了，就是现在的这个四难呢，你自己念观世音菩萨可以得到解脱。那前面的三难呢，你一个人念的时候呢，别人也同时可以得到解脱。
For the four misfortunes we're going to talk about today, as long as you recite Guanxin Bodhisattva's name, you can get relieved from the pain, from the misfortune. But the previous three misfortunes we talked about, as long as you recite Guanxin Bodhisattva's name and other people who were experiencing the same the same disaster can be relieved from the pain as well.
一个人称念的时候呢，你可以得解脱，这个大家应该很容易了解到啊。
You do it's easy to understand why there is one sorry, let me rephrase it. It's easier to understand once you are encountering a misfortune and you're reciting Guanxin Bodhisattva's name yourself in order to relieve your pain.
那为什么一个人称念的时候众生就可以得到利呢？
So why when you're reciting Guanxin Bodhisattva's name and other sentient beings can get benefit?
那是因为啊，只要你相信啊，观世音菩萨的人就会相信怎么因果。
Because as long as you have faith in Guanxin Bodhisattva, you believe Guanxin Bodhisattva, you must believe the retribution or cause and effect.
那观世音菩萨的因果律啊，所有的因果律就是叫我们去恶向善的。
So the retribution, Guanxin Bodhisattva's, 它是因果律，
因果律，就是去因果律是 cause and law of the cause and condition.
Okay. So Guanxin Bodhisattva's law of cause and effect is getting rid of the evil and to good merit.
那只要一个人啊，他会去恶向善，他难就会影响到你四周的人。
So when one person decided to get rid of the evil and go to the good merit, it'll influence other people surround you.
那所以一个人念观世音菩萨呢，他就会产生一种力量啊。
That's why when one person is reciting Guanxin Bodhisattva's name, there is a spiritual power arising.
所以为什么前面的三种跟后面的四种有一点点不一样？其实主要就是 一碰到灾难的时候，你不管你会不会影响到别人，你第一个就影响到你自己。
That's why the previous three types of misfortunes is slightly different than the fourth, than the four types we're going to talk about today. Because you are going to influence other people around you.
那七难会产生好的效果的原因是，第一个，你一念观世音菩萨的圣号的时候，第一个受影响就是你自己心就可以安定下来。
So once you are reciting 观世音菩提萨瓦's name, your own mind will be calmed down. That's the benefit that you get.
就像上次我跟大家举的例子，我在大学的时候，隔壁烧火，那我们同学就从宿舍跑出来的时候，他后来发觉他手上拿的是热水瓶。
It's like the story that I told last time. For instance, when I was in college, our neighbors was on fire, and one of our doormate was holding a water bottle while she was running out. Yeah.
所以呢，当练习也会让你产生心安定嘛。就是说，为什么现在很多人都要教我们火灾的时候要怎么办，水灾的时候要怎么办，也同样念观世音菩萨的时候让我们的心安定，很多我们平常学到的东西呢就会呈现出来，那你做出来的事情呢就是会比较有理性啊，这样就是其实也是说在救你自己。
So practicing makes you get used to get used to it and calm. For instance, we have a lot of trainings to show you how you escape from a fire or other from a fire. And chanting Guan Xin Bodhisattva's name makes you calm down during daily times on daily basis. So.That way, if you keep practicing, you get used to it.
所以第四个刀杖难就是讲碰到强盗、碰到土匪，甚至在战争的时候，假如我们可以念或者记得要念观世音菩萨的时候，你就是可以免刀枪的伤害或有杀身的祸。
So the fourth misfortune we're talking about this time is the weapon or war misfortune, meaning when you're encountering robber, brigand, or even war. If you could recite Guan Xin Bodhisattva's name, you can avoid or get away from being harmed by knives and guns and even being killed.
师父讲过一个故事，我觉得我亲自听到，他说他有一位居士啊，皈依师父的时候，师父曾经告诉他，就说当你灾难的时候，你就要念观世音菩萨的名号。那皈依没有多久的时候，有一天他们家里面就被人家晚上就强盗哈，没有偷东西，是你人不在的时候，偷跟抢分得出来嘛哈，抢就是明张目张，你就在你前面拿，那偷是你不在的时候他从后面，所以当我从后面偷他的东西叫偷，我从前面啊拿的时候就叫抢哈、啊，所以就有一个强盗进去了嘛，还拿刀子要威胁他们。那时候呢，他什么都没有想到，只是想到师父讲皈依的时候说要大声念观世音菩萨名号，所以他就一直很大声念，念到那个强盗说好了好了，我让你，因为他已经就让他走了。
So once Shifu was telling, there is a story that Shifu used to tell. Once he told one of his lay people disciples, if you ever experience disaster or misfortune, just recite Guan Xin Yin Bodhisattva's name. And shortly after his refugee and five precept ceremony, a robber broke into his house and tried to threaten him with knife for money. this disciple just recently took refuge back then, and he immediately remembered Shifu's word and started reciting Guanshin Bodhisattva's name loudly. The robber got freaked out and started saying that, "Stop reciting, stop reciting." Although I think I heard another version of the story. Oh, so I heard another version of the story. I think the robber at the end was yelling, "Stop reciting, stop reciting. I'm a Buddhist too."
他那个佛教徒要忏悔。
So yeah, we need to
repent.
Buddhist should repent in front of Buddha.
那我们再继续哈， 就是恶鬼难可分为两种， 一个是夜叉， 一个是罗刹。
So there are two types of evil ghosts misfortune. One is yaksha, the other one is rakshasa.
那夜叉呢， 就是来去很快哈， 可以善的也可以恶的哈。 恶的当然是害人啊， 善的还是护法。 所以夜叉， 不要一听到夜叉， 以为一定是坏的， 它其实有好的夜叉。
So
夜叉，
yaksha, they come and go really fast, and they could either be evil or kind. Of course, the evil are harmful to people. Furthermore, the kind ones will be protecting the truth or Buddha Dharma. So don't be freaked out when you're hearing the word yaksha. They could be kind as well.
那所以罗刹呢， 他就没有善的罗刹， 你只要听到罗刹， 大概就是恶鬼哈。 我们平常生活里面呢， 常常会莫名其妙碰到有些灾难哈， 而且也不知道是什么原因啊， 那就是可能碰到罗刹了。
So rakshasa is a little different. There aren't any kind rakshasas. So when we're talking about rakshasa, it literally means evil ghost. And for instance, you might have experienced any incomprehensible misfortunes in life. That might be because of rakshasa.
那师父也讲了一个故事，我觉得还蛮有意思。师父在纽约有一个居士啊，就是一讲到居士就代表他是已经是佛教徒了哈。那三个月在找师父以前呢，他希望师父到他的办公厅去看一下啊。那他说那里面闹鬼了，白天啊杯子会从那个架子上掉下来，本来没有水，那水会倒到桌子上啊。 电灯呢就无缘无故会亮，那师父就说我不是张天师，是你们知道师父姓什么吗？姓张，所以师父说我不是张天师啊，既不会画符，张天师是道教的那个最厉害的嘛哈，也不会抓鬼嘛，那师父就叫他念观世音菩萨，你不但自己要念，你家人要念，你同事也要一起念啊。
So there is another story that Shifu used to tell. One of the lay people in New York came to him once. When we're talking about lay people, it means they have already committed to be a Buddhist. And this person was hoping that Shifu could go visit his office. According to that person, there are ghosts in his office. For instance, during the day, his mug would fall off from the shelf by surprise. And there will be water spilled from an originally unfilled mug. And additionally, their light would be shut or turned on by itself. So Shifu goes, "I'm not Mr. Ghost Hunter." So there is a culture story behind it. There is a really famous Taoism ghost hunter who has the same last name with our Shifu. His name is Mr. Zhang. Shifu goes, "I'm not Mr. Zhang, ghost hunter. I don't know the technique of catching ghosts. Please just go recite Kuan Shi in Bodhisattva's name. And not only yourself, recite it with your family and colleagues. So after a short while, nothing bizarre happens in his office again.
为什么都要用师父的故事？因为我都没碰到过。
So why were you using 师父's story? Because 果圣法师 have never encountered situation like this.
有一次在 DDRC 我在睡觉的时候呢，就发现好像有人讲压住，对不对？我的那个第二个念头就是我要看看是谁。我就这样硬啊，睡着的硬看，没有东西啊。可是也没有觉得那个压的感觉。
So once I was sleeping in a Dharma Drum Retreat Center, and I felt someone was pressing me while I was sleeping. So I wanted to open my eyes and take a look at who that is. And then nobody was there. So the pressing feeling was gone after I went back to sleep.
所以有的人会常常会感觉到哈，假如是那样害怕的话呢，当然可以念观世音菩萨哈。还有另外一个，其实他就是跟你有缘，他可能要透过他的系统跟你联络啊，因为我们的系统跟他不一样嘛哈。可是就是看你会不会，就是帮助他。
So, there might be two reasons. One is when you're feeling, when you're having bizarre feelings, you just chant or recite Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva's name, that'll help. And there might be another reason, which is he has some... Yeah, he needs your help, and he has some demand from you.
And then that, we do have a different channels.
Yeah, we have a different channels. He has a way... He is trying to use his way to reach you. Yeah.
我也听过那个萧伯纳，他说他当他过世的时候，他要让他的朋友知道一些他在另外一端怎么做，可是他朋友都没有收到。可能他有做，可是那个我们接受不到。
Oh, I heard a story. A person is about a person who had already passed away. Mr. Xiao, he was trying to reach, after he passed away, he was trying to reach to his friends who are still alive, but his friends couldn't get signal from him.
但是他要走以前他跟他约，说我只要到那边告诉那边的消息给你，因为他们也很好奇嘛，另外一边是什么，可是他们朋友都没有接收到，可能他有做了，可是我们没有同一种语言接收不到。
So before he passed away, he told his friends that he's gonna tell him, tell his friends how he's doing in the other side. But now his friends has received his signal. Maybe it's a different language system.
那个第六个呢是忧喜难。
The sixth one is locked up or chained misfortune. And it can also be translated as punishment misfortune.
那忧喜难呢是指人遭到囚禁失去自由啊。
It means that you lose your freedom from being locked up.
那他这边有写囚械枷锁，囚就是手铐啊。线呢就是脚镣，枷呢就是橡板，锁呢就是铁锁，就是古代的时候，就是一种刑器。
Okay, so here,
就是遭人失去自由。
Yeah.
对。
Here.It means
忧喜难啊。
OK，
我再加一个枷，丑蟹枷锁的那个茄子哈， 是比较不一样，它就四方一个板子，中间一个圈，你头套到那边，手就这样绑住，这是古代的一种形器。
OK, there are four types of locks, and there are handcuffs, feathers, and headcuffs, and another type of lock. The headcuffs are looking like the headcuffs has a hole, has three holes in it, and your hands and the head are
like
locked
a square,
up in a board.
Square board.
There's a square
and the
board.
Center have a hole.
Has a hole for your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are two other holes at the side for your hands.
那个是中国古代的刑具啊。
There are punishment equipment at ancient times.
那事实上呢，现在很多刑器他这边没有讲，那个弄指甲的、啊、很痛哈、哦，指甲应该很痛哈、哦。拔指甲还有指甲这边穿心那个都是很痛的。
So we have other punishment equipment nowadays. For instance, those ones to plug out your nails.
那个是很痛的、哦。
It's pretty painful.
那不管我们这一生有没有罪哈，有时候都会碰到这样的灾难。那你就在如果是有罪这一生报，那你就接受。可是有时候你觉得你这一生也没有做坏事，为什么还会受这个报？主要就是你过去生造的那个，那现在成熟了，你就就只有接受了哈。
So regardless if you are guilty or innocent in your current life,There are possibilities for you to oppose misfortunes like this. If you are guilty, which is the retribution that leads you to the punishment. If you are innocent, that might be because the evil karma from your past life.
所以呢，师父又讲了一个故事。这个故事是发生在农城，是有一个医生，他的儿子被人家绑架，半夜的时候被人家绑了，他就来。打电话给师父说怎么办？师父说你们不要急，不要慌，就念观世音菩萨，同时呢，要向警察局报案啊。那师父就劝他说，你们就好好念着观世音菩萨。后来绑票的那个人就一直没有打电话来，因为一般来讲他绑了以后他就要钱嘛，或者干什么都没有打电话。他们就说小孩子找到了，那他们就问小孩子你怎么出来？他说很奇怪呢，被关的地方没有门，他看到一个老婆婆老公公在那边打瞌睡，好像很累的样子，那他就觉得很奇怪，他就跑出来，就跑到警察局，因为他不知道在哪里，跑到警察局。所以他们到现在都还不知道这个小孩子到底是怎么样出来的。那师父是相信说是观世音菩萨，因为他们念观世音菩萨嘛哈，就说因为你们可能跟那个绑架的人有宿世因缘，宿世的冤呐 啊，所以你们出事，但是小孩子现在回来就没应该没事。
So here is another story by 师父。Back in Nongchan Monastery in Taiwan, there is a doctor. They have he has an only child, and one day.Someone sneak into their house during the night and stole their only child. So, and the robber told them to get money ready and to go to a specific place to ransom. So they ended up calling 师父and asked 师父what to do. 师父told them not to freak out, recite 观世音Bodhisattva's name, and call the police at the same time.The robber had never called again ever since. Instead, later on that day, the police called them to take their kids home. They asked their kids how did he escape. The kids said that the watchman there fell asleep and he just went out to play and while he was sleeping and then ran into the policeman. So Shi Fu believed that it was Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva who had saved them because they...recited Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva's name.
那我们再讲第七种哈，是显露难。
So we're going to talk about the seventh misfortune, which is the perilous road misfortune.
里头有讲哈，就是这个商人拿了重宝哈，就是他拿了很多的宝物。他这个宝物呢，我们一般有两种讲法，世间的财跟法财啊，一个是世间财。一个是法财。
So here in the sutra, in the sutra talks about how the traders they were trying to get some treasures. There are two types of treasure. One is the worldly treasure. The other one is the Buddha Dharma treasure.
那世间的财呢，是就是我们一般讲世间的财宝哈。所以呢，我们人呢、啊、常常就为财死，鸟就为食亡哈、啊，这个是我们常常听到的哈、啊。所以你有世间的重宝的话，现在这边是有保险箱哈、啊，那有时候还有 security guard， 就是那个安全人员的帮你保管哈、啊，跟照顾哈、啊。那法财呢，我们为了求佛法、学佛法、行菩萨道、完成佛道啊，一定要经过千辛万苦。那才会变为菩萨行者。那这边我们一般来讲，我们比较少去向玄奘大师去求一本佛经哈。这边佛经太多，还要送人，对不对？可自己都不读，是不是
？So, we're going to talk about the worldly treasure first. The worldly treasure, mostly meaning the treasure that we're saving for our life, for instance money or gold, stuff like that. And nowadays we have safe and security guard if we want keep the money safe. There is a really famous Chinese saying that human die for money and birds die for food. The other one is the Buddha Dharma treasure. So in order to become a real Bodhisattva practitioner, to gain Buddha Dharma, to learn Buddha Dharma and practice on the Bodhisattva path, you must have to go through tons of difficulties and misfortunes. But none of us is Master Xuanzang. None of us is going to go encounter a bunch of misfortunes for some sutras. And unfortunately, we have a lot of sutras at home, and we're trying to give them away as gifts.
但我们自己都没有拿来用哈。
And we haven't even read them yet.
我们自己也没有念，也没有弄啊。
Yeah.
啊，不管我们求哪一种财哈、啊，只要是求的是正单的财富啊，遇到任何困难的时候，不要害怕。虽然路很艰险呢、啊，但是一心称念，观世音菩萨的圣号，就能够啊一切。很平安，求财得财，求法得法了。
So regardless what type of fortune, treasure or treasure that you are looking for, as long as it is legitimate, you don't need to be afraid. Once you encounter, you don't need to be afraid once you encounter difficulties. If you could keep reciting Guanxin Bodhisattva's name, the obstacles will be resolved. If you want money, you can get money. And you want Buddha Dharma, you can get Buddha Dharma.
所以这个是把第二段啊，倒数第二行讲完了，现在讲最后无尽意，观世音菩萨摩诃萨威神之力，巍巍如是，就是第二段的最后一行啊。
So we're at the page 9, the last paragraph of page 9, in starting with infinite resolve. How imposing is the awesome spiritual power of the great Bodhisattva who listens to the voice of the world.
所以呢，他主要就是说无尽意，就佛讲的， 这都是观世音菩萨威神誓愿慈悲加倍的缘故。
So Buddha was telling Infinite Resolve that it's all because Guanxin Bodhisattva's mercifulness and his vow.
那观世音菩萨他有摩诃萨哈，摩诃就是主要是大的意思哈，萨就是觉有情哈，是大菩萨。观世音大菩萨他就是有这样的威神誓愿，最重要他也发了他的誓愿要救大众嘛，那他自己也有慈跟悲在帮助众生。
Here, moha means great
Sanskrit.
In both English and Chinese. And sa means bodhisattva.
就是大菩萨。
Moha Bodhisattva means great Bodhisattva. It all relates to Guanxin Bodhisattva's great vow and his mercifulness.
这一段七难，这个是这一段七难的小节哈。那我们下面一个就是要介绍他怎么救心啊，就是第三段。
So that was the conclusion of the last part. We're going to talk about the next part, which is respond to minds to relieve the pain.
那为什么要讲心啊？心就是第三段里面的贪嗔痴哈，救济三毒啊。我们在日常生活中哈，常常会有贪心啊，占别人便宜的，有时候又会有嗔心。有没有人没有占过别人便宜啊？有没有？好像都会哈，都没有过。我想难免都有，多吃一块，东西也是啊，只不过大小哈。
So why we're talking about mind? So the first one we're talking about is the greed. Have you ever not taken advantage of other people? I'm pretty sure everyone did in some under some circumstances. For instance, for the food that you like, you would eat one more bite, right? Yeah.
那有时候会有嗔心，会做到伤害别人的事情。没有故意的，就是没有故意说要伤害，可是我们还是伤害。
Sometimes you get angry and hatred and hurt and to do harmful things to others, even though you didn't do it. Sometimes you didn't even do it purposely, but somehow you still did it.
那我们现在没有故意要做，可是常常还是做到让人家不舒服的事情，这个就是代表我们以前有造这种的因在，所以才现在谁也没有做，可是现在呈现出来那个果呢。
Even though sometimes we're not intentionally doing bad things to others, but we still somehow hurt others by our action. That because in our past life or in the past we've already had the cause, the seed of the cause. This is the effect that we are getting.
有的人是因为贪心造罪，有人是嗔心，有人是贪嗔痴嘛，哈，痴心造罪。那我们现在好像过得很好，可是以后呢，就看我们现在造的一些因，其实会以后结的果。是会伤害到人的，所以鼓励大家为什么还是要常常念观世音菩萨的圣号的原因也是这样，就是让我们避免我们现在的无明造成以后对别人的伤害，有时候呢反过来会对自己造成伤害的。
Some people, they have, they do bad things because of greed. Some people do bad things because of hatred, and some people do bad things because of ignorance. Sometimes we don't experience the effect right away, and we still feel good by now. But later on, you might get the bad karma. So we do encourage people to recite Guanxin Bodhisattva's name and do not try not to do bad things to others.
So, 观世音救苦是救济三毒，那七难呢是主要是讲到我们身体遭受困难，那观世音菩萨就依照他的誓愿来救我们，那现在要讲的是贪嗔痴，只要念观世音菩萨的话，让我们的贪嗔痴越来越少。Okay,
so the three bad roots, the three toxic thoughts, or you call it three bad roots, are greed, hatred, and ignorance. So the seven misfortunes part that we just talk about are mostly talking about the seven misfortunes that our body experience, and also Guanxin Bodhisattva's awesome spiritual power. So now we're going to talk about the three bad roots that in our mind.
那在经文的第三段第一行淫欲部分，我们先讲欲，欲的本身如果是正常的，你想要的跟你的愿望没有什么不好，但是非分的或者是过分的追求就会有问题，就是正常的 没有问题，可是过分的或者不该属于你的那样就有问题。
Now we are at page 10. We started with desire. So if the desire you have is the hope or the will for good, or it's under normal circumstances, then there is nothing bad about it. However, if it is ulterior motive or over pursuing, that is not right.
非分的追求就是不应该要的，就是贪欲，过分的贪欲，尤其是男女的淫欲，因为这边讲淫欲嘛，是最可怕的。So
for instance, you want whatever you should not have, that is called greed. And also ulterior motive. Excessive greed, especially the lust between male and females, could be alarming.
所以人在成年以后，假如你不是常常约束男女之间的欲的话，就容易遭受困扰，而且会造成大的灾难。正常的夫妻关系没有什么大问题。 但是邪淫就是不是正常的夫妻关系，那乱淫当然更不用讲，不但是违背道德良心，甚至于让你的家庭可以破坏。So
for adults, if you don't restrict your desire on sex, you might bring yourself complication for future or even disasters. Actually, if it is between husband and wife, it is not a big problem. But if it is immoral adultery, it will lead to a breakdown to your family. It might lead to a breakdown to your family or something even worse.
那师父在讲我们五戒的时候，五戒是杀、盗、邪淫、妄语。 不饮酒，那除了第三个，师父看场合讲的会有标准不一样，第一、第二跟第四、第五大概都类似，就有写我们禅杂志的一位编辑就问师父为什么你讲这个会不一样，他说其实是看每个地方的文化背景。 在台湾二三十年的时候很保守，所以可是呢老一代的一个人男生可以娶好多太太，对不对啊？那个就是在大概七八十年以前的。那在美国现在很多年轻人不结婚，可是他们住在一起，只要你的伴侣不是每天换，师父那时候讲不是天天换的话，你那个就不叫邪淫。可是假如这个团体是很保守的团体，你就是同居的没有结婚的那个都叫邪淫，所以这个标准就差很多啊。所以邪淫这个地方等一下还会再稍微深入讲一下。
So when we're talking about the five precepts with 师父, the five precepts is no killing, no stealing, no lie, no lust, no sexual misconduct, and no drinking alcohol or drugs. So when we're talking about 法师是哪三个？你刚刚说哪三个？
就第一个不是，其他的四个都都是一样的标准。
Okay, so besides the killing part,
besides the third one, sexual misconduct.
Besides the sexual misconduct, the other ones are pretty much the same each time when Shifu is talking about it. But then he changes his norms when he's talking about the sexual misconduct part. And once someone asked him why is that, he was telling that it's because the culture in different region is different. For instance, back in the 20s or 30s in Taiwan, it was a pretty conservative time, and guys might can marry two or three more wives, and it's not considered as sexual misconduct. But also in America, a lot of people, they decided to not get married, but they still live together. As long as you're not switching partners every single day, I don't think that's a problem. But if it happens in a very conservative culture, then it is considered as a sexual misconduct.
那淫欲除了生理的欲求之外，多半是心理的不满足。在释迦牟尼佛时代，有个比丘啊，他的淫心不断，为了断淫，他想把他自己的生殖器官割掉。那佛那时候就跟他讲，割掉生殖器官是没有用的，必须断的是心中的欲念，而不是性器官。可见淫欲重在心，而不重在你的身体。
So lust is not only about physical needs.It relates to your mind. For instance, when at Shakyamuni Buddha's time, there is a monk who has very strong sexual desire. So in order to stop it, he cut down his private parts. But Shakyamuni Buddha told him that it is not going to work. The thing that you really should cut is the lust in your mind, not your genitals. So obviously, lust is not from your physical body.
因为这边讲淫欲，所以强调这边啊。那下一个他是讲嗔心啊，嗔心主要是我们最常看到的就是发脾气，很生气不满。所以我们经上常常会有讲，一念嗔心起啊，百万障门开啊。
Because the sutra was pointing out the last part, that's why we talked about it.Next, we are going to talk about the hatred. Usually, hatred means we get angry and we go crazy. I think there was a saying in the sutra says, as soon as you have one thought of hatred arises, 100 doors to enter obstructions will be opening for you.So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I finished.
Okay. 那嗔心到底怎么样产生的呢？就是因为想要的得不到，那要丢掉的又丢不掉，所以就很生气。
So, where did hatred come from? How did it happen? Sometimes it is because you cannot get the things that you want, or you cannot get rid of the things that you don't want.
我常常
so that you get angry.
我常常想到的一点，就像我们手啊，碰去碰那个沙，湿的手去碰沙，那个沙你要怎么弄，怎么弄都弄不掉，或者是粘到。那个 super glue 也是一样，你想要给它弄干净，怎么样越弄越糟糕。
So, I'm giving an analogy about it. It's like we're using our wet hand to touch the sand, and we get a lot of sand on our hand, and we cannot get rid of it. And also, for instance, we have a lot of super glue on our hand, and it's really sticky. It's really hard to get rid of.
那主要是还是心。因为你心中有对立，有矛盾，有放不下的人事物，是非常痛苦的。
And it's mostly because of your mind. It's because there are conflicts or a dilemma in your mind, and you cannot let go of things, or let go of people. That's really excruciating.
那我们常常一点小事就睡不着觉，对不对？
So,
那个也是，就是心中有事。
Have you? Sorry. So a lot of times we experience insomnia by having a little tiny bit things in our mind. Yeah.
那我们怎么办呢？我们当然是想办法要用慈悲心来看待自己，看待别人，但是。你有办法做，你当然可以这样做。你没有办法的时候，怎么样让你嗔心减少？就是我们常常要念观世音菩萨，要学观世音菩萨的大慈大悲，嗔恨心就会减少，慢慢的它就会消灭。
So what are we gonna do once we encounter a situation like this? Yeah, we would say.You could treat yourself and others with merciful mind, but you need a method in order to get rid of the amount of hatred that you have in your mind. And the method would be invoking Guanxin Bodhisattva's name, because we need to learn how merciful Guanxin Bodhisattva is, and that way we can diminish or get rid of our hatred mind.
跟观世音菩萨相关的法门啊，那对我有没有帮忙？当然有啊，我讲话很直嘛哈，以前大概直都自己都不觉得哈，只有伤人家好像没有伤到自己，可是后来那天我在跟我们法师讲的时候，我也还是很直。后来我看他的表情的时候，我在想说，哟，我不是现在这半年都是在讲观音法门吗？我既然没有那么大的修行功夫，我的怒目金刚可以让人家接受，我应该要学佛的低眉，就是要爱语这方面。就说你修行好，像师父他拍桌子，我都可以感受他对我的慈悲。可是为什么我觉得我是用慈悲心给人家，人家接受到的不是慈悲的接受，觉得我是在凶他啊、哦、这时候我就觉得学观音做观音好在这样，至少我自己可以反省啊。
So during the past half year I've been talking about or giving Dharma talk about观世音 Bodhisattva's practice method. So have it helped me in my life? Yes, I think so. I'm a pretty straightforward person still. Once I thought, and sometimes I heard people, here I presenting Fashi, not me. So once I said some really straightforward things to a venerable, and I saw her face or her or his face immediately. And then I was like, oh, I've been talking about Guanxing Bodhisattva's method for a long time, and I heard it other people by not knowing. I'm not as a great practitioner as Shifu is. So when Shifu looks angry, we can still feel how merciful he is. We don't feel he's trying to scare us, but other people have felt I was trying to, I was angry towards them.
好了吗？好了。好。Okay。那我们继续讲第三个啊，就是愚痴啊，痴，就是愚痴，就是代表他不明事理，不解善恶，不信因果三个，不明事理，不解善恶，不信因果，这是叫做是愚痴。
So now we're going to talk about ignorance. Ignorance means devoid of sense, not knowing what is good and bad, and not believing in cause and effect.
愚痴又有分两种，一个呢就是愚笨，一种呢就是愚蠢。那愚笨跟愚蠢不一样的是。 愚笨呢，就是脑子不清楚，反应慢，对事情的理解度不够。那愚蠢呢，是头脑是很清楚，反应也很快，就是不讲理，为了自己的利益啊，可以讲些歪理。So,
there are two categories of ignorance. One is stupidity, or you could say not intelligent. The other one is ignorant or not wise. So a person who is not intelligent means that he or she has hard time understanding things. The not wise one might be intelligent or smart, but they do things out of moral in order to fulfill their own benefit or own wish.
那世界上有很多聪明的人，很有学问的人呢，但是人是很愚痴的哈。 有时候会做很糊涂的事情出来啊，那主要他的念头很糊涂啊，明明知道不该去想的，不该做的，偏偏去想跟去做，这个就是聪明人反被聪明误。So
there are a lot of smart people on this world, but they're really ignorant. Sometimes they even know what they shouldn't be doing or thinking about certain things, but they still do it anyways.
聪明，没关系。那个
Chinese saying that it's very hard to translate.
没有关系哈。我们常常听到修行人说啊，我真惭愧，我真愚痴啊。 事实上呢，你假如是知道自己愚痴的话，你不是愚痴。最害怕就是说你自己愚痴，你都还不知道。So
a lot of times we always hear from practitioners, saying that I feel so guilty and I am so ignorant. In fact, it is good enough to know that you are ignorant. If you don't know you're being ignorant, that is real ignorant.
那在升大的时候，有一个学生，他很会写东西，可是问题都一直重复，所以他的辅导法师呢是女众的，就跟他讲说，你去拜了三步水忏以后再跟我讲话，因为你不能跟他讲说你实在是同样的事情一直重复的，你都没有看到问题点，那你去。
So, back in Sangha University, there was a really good student. He is really good at writing, but she keeps repeating the same thing. So once her supervisor, Venerable, told her, please go to do one of the repentant ceremony, and after that, come talk to me.
Three times.
Three times, and then after that, come talk to me again. Because that student, she kept repeating the same problems without seeing.
因为你再次怎么跟他讲，等于重复嘛，他听不进去。那让他的心的那个能够打开，他才可以听得进去。
So regardless how many times you're telling her, she cannot understand and she cannot observe it. But once her heart is open, that's gonna be different. The situation is gonna be different.
她的 mind open 的时候，她就很。所以呢，我们常常在我们不知道事情发生怎么样，或你跟小孩子，你跟你先生，或跟你同事。假如有些事情人家一直觉得跟你讲都讲不通的时候，不要先去看人家，你赶快念观世音菩萨，常常念，让你的心能够打开，你才知道到底问题出在哪里。
So a lot of times when we're encountering some problems in our daily life, for instance, we have problem with you have problem with your kids, your husband or your colleagues,And regardless what they are telling you, you cannot realize the problem. So when that happens, you should go recite Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva's name and see the problem more clearly, and then keep doing the things.
那师父常常说，我们念观世音菩萨的时候，不要有口无心，要真正的用心去念，要常常去念，不要就说。一直念，可是你心都没有在那个符号上。
So, 师父 always says, when you are reciting 观世音 Bodhisattva's name, don't just recite it without thinking about it. You have to keep reciting, always recite it, and with a focused mind.
And mindful recitation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
好，那我们现在讲第四段哈。第四段呢是救色救苦。所谓救色救苦呢，里头是好像字面上的意思，就说好像你想要生男孩，你就可以得男孩；你想要生女孩，就可以得女孩。
So, now we're going to talk about, the response to appearance to relieve the pain part. It seems like it's on in the sutra. It's on page 11. From the surface of the context, it might seems like it means if you want get pregnant for to if you want have a son.You would get pregnant and have a son. If you want a daughter, you might be able to get pregnant for a daughter.
他这个就是说哈，在经文里面，你求男得男，求女得女这两个例子啊，世界上人都希望能够生儿育女是很正常的啊。那不管是不是信仰佛法。皈依三宝，多半都想要有儿有女啊。
So,
那表面上来讲是说，你假如想要生男孩、生女孩，你可以念观世音菩萨，你可以生男生女啊。
So people want children is understandable, regardless if they have already taken refuge. To the three jewels, they are if
我有儿女的就可以祈求观世音菩萨，这个是表面上的意思哈。
If they don't have kids, and they pray to 观世音 Bodhisattva, they will get a kid, and their wish will be fulfilled.
那其实它更深一层的意思啊，你们看看哈。 你看啊，看经文啊，色欲求难啊，变身福德智慧之难。所以生出来的念观世音菩萨，不是只有生男孩子就好，而且生出来的男孩子，他的福慧智慧都是很好的，就是生出来的小孩子的，他的那个品质是好的，他不是生出来品质不好的。
So, if you go back to the sutra on page 11, it says, it talks about when you're praying to Guanxin Bodhisattva for a son, you will give birth to a son who is happy, virtuous, and wise. So when you're praying to Guanxin Bodhisattva and to have a son, and that son would be wise and virtuous, the quality of the son is pretty good.
假如想要生女孩子的时候，你看，变身端正有相之女，素质得本，众人爱敬。她不只长得好啊，她还要她的素世的，就是她品质保证，不是只有保证这一代啊，还是保证她以前都是很好的，还要众人爱敬。有的人长得很好，可是不见得人家喜欢，就是她跟众生还有结善缘的。所以你看念观世音菩萨得男得女有这么样的不一样啊。
So if you're you want a daughter and you pray to Guanxin Bodhisattva, you will get a deep-rooted wholesome characters. Your daughter will contain a deep-rooted wholesome characters and beloved and respected by all. So it's not only this life, this daughter that you got, that you get would be a very welcome person during many lives.
好，那另外一个哈，就是他用身啊，这边翻译的时候他是说欲求男的时候就变身，欲求女的时候变身。这个身是本来就有，就代表生出来的这个男孩女孩他本来的素质就有，不会是因为这一世，他是从有变出来的，所以叫身啊。他不是用变的，不是说我念了观世音菩萨这个男孩子就变成这样，不是，他本来就含有这些，这个是第二层的意思。
So here, in the sutra that use the word birth, it means, as the kid is not coming from nowhere, it existed already, and you just gave birth to him or her.
那所以我们称念观世音菩萨，因为观世音菩萨的誓愿哈，他的福德因缘，让我们现在的我们呢，把我们整个的生命转过来，他还有这个的意思哈。为什么观色救我们的难的原因，就是说他还把我们现在很凡夫的生命转为慧命了。慧命就是你的有智慧，你很庄严，你很慈悲，就是让我们变凡夫能够慢慢给它转变为这个。那为什么转变？其实我们本来就有的，所以是也是生的啊，从有变出来的。
So once we're reciting Guanxin Bodhisattva's name, it'll help us to turn our life into into wisdom life, and we'll will be more wise and merciful. And that also is not coming from nowhere. It's existing deeply in our mind already.
所以呢，观世音菩萨他可以从观身救我们身体的这个难，观心救我们心的三毒的难，还有观色，就是应我们要求男求女，其实还有求我们的慧命啊，这种求色救难。所以观世普门品在第三段第四段主要就是观世音菩萨称念他的佛号至少有这几个好处啊。
So now we know that reciting 观世音菩提萨瓦 's name, 观世音菩提萨瓦 will respond to our voice, mind, and appearance to relieve the pain. And it could be physical body, and it could be the pain in our physical body, the pain in our mind, and the need that we have our appearance. Yeah. Yeah.
好，那有一个故事我觉得蛮有意思跟大家分享。有一对夫妻啊，想要生男孩子一直都没有，后来去求了观世音菩萨，诶，就他生了一个男孩子，可是没有多久男孩子就过世了。他们就很奇怪为什么过世，他在梦里面就说梦到那个有一只牛从他们前面走过，人家就帮他解梦说你们可能有一件什么事情，所以虽然你求男有男孩子，可是不久男孩又走了，那可能是有些什么障碍。他就说他梦到牛，后来他们一想，他们两个夫妻很喜欢吃牛肉，所以呢他们就开始不吃牛肉，哎，之所以又梦到又生了一个男孩子。
So there is another story I would like to tell, it's pretty interesting. So there was an old couple, they've never had kid, and they pray and make offerings to 观世音菩提萨瓦, and hoping 观世音菩提萨瓦 will respond to their wish, and they actually got a son. But shortly after a while, the son died, and they couldn't find out a reason. And later on, this wife had a dream. Guan Xing Bodhisattva was trying to hand them the baby, but the cow came and walked in between them, which also woke her up. And she was telling people about it and trying to find out why. And then her and her husband kept thinking about it, realized that they like to eat beef. So they decided to quit beef. After a while, the lady got pregnant again.And that son stayed.
从这边可以看出来哈，是可以求观世音，观世音菩萨也要满我的愿啊。但自己本身还是有问题的时候，怎么样？你的问题还是要反省，还是要做调整，不能够只怪说，哎，观世音菩萨为什么不帮我？因为你要两边要合作嘛哈。那个这个叫什么因缘法跟因果法就合。
So even though 观世音菩提萨瓦 can fulfill your wish, and but you still have to reflect on yourself. So once your wish is not fulfilled, you cannot blame on 观世音菩提萨瓦not giving you the stuff that you want. You need to make changes to make yourself better. That is called cause and effect law.
那我们现在再继续讲。就是第十九页的第一段呢，它这一段经文主要是要说明礼拜、供养、恭敬观世音菩萨以及受持观世音菩萨的圣号能得到很多的利益，它的功德之大也不可思议啊！主要这段是讲这样。
So let's turn to page 12.So these paragraphs are talking about how you could gain benefit from bowing, making offering, and respecting 观世音菩提萨瓦 and hold 观世音菩提萨瓦's name. The merit of doing this is incredible.
Page 13, sorry. You see E13, English 13. You don't see it? Okay, you want to read this one? Okay. Okay, you can read this. Okay, 你讲完了吗？
嗯，讲完了。
那他就说，一个人一时间的礼拜供养观世音菩萨的功德有多大呢？等于是以种种物品供养62亿恒河沙菩萨。就说我们只要礼拜供养恭敬观世音菩萨的功德就有这么大。他是强调假如我们诵持观世音菩萨的时候的功能有这么大。
These paragraphs are emphasizing on the merit of reciting Guanxin Bodhisattva's name, which is incredible. For instance, the merit of one person to bow and make offerings to Guanxin Bodhisattva equals to offer all kinds of goods to 62 billion of Bodhisattva's names.
主要是让大家知道一时啊，你还不是常常啊，只要常常的话更是不得了。这是一时你突然心血来潮的时候就有那么大的功能，假如你天天常常的话，那个功能是更大的啊，那个效用是更大的。
So this merit happens when you just chant it or recite it once. But if you keep reciting every day and always recite Guanxin Bodhisattva's name, can you imagine the merit? How incredible that will be?
我决定啊，讲到哪算到哪，想要下礼拜还讲不完就到那边为止哈，所以我就不急的把它讲完哈。
So, I decided to just keep going the lecture, and there is a possibility that we might not able to finish it, but we're not going to rush.
那观世音菩萨怎么样听到众生的呼救呢？
So how does Guanxin Bodhisattva hear the call for help from sentient beings?
这就是我们一直在讲要一心称名闻声救苦哈。
So, this is what we've been talking about, which is chant the Bodhisattva's name with all hearts, with focused mind, and following the voices to help pain relief.
其实它是观身啊，它那个观比闻，它是上次讲过了，就是它其实因为它已经修行功夫很彻底了。所以呢，只要我们一心称念，他就知道。所以要两边，一个是我们一定要称念，他是本来就发的愿嘛。所以我们没有称念的话，那为什么他那么大能？为什么他一定要称我们念才帮忙？为什么？我也跟大家讲过好几次，因为呢。母亲跟小孩子的关系你就知道，母亲都会告诉小孩子什么是好的，什么是要保护他，可小孩子听不听？他不听。可是当小孩子有求的时候呢，你讲什么他就会听。所以他的用意就在，因为我们凡夫嘛，凡夫的困难点就是告诉你好东西你不见得会接受，可是当你求的时候你就知道这个东西是你要的，你讲的时候就有办法。
So, we,
一心称念称名跟闻声救苦跟观世音菩萨是打的，两个要打的。
Recite Guanxin Bodhisattva's name, with, all your mind and, is corresponding to Guanxin Bodhisattva respond to your voices to help to relieve your pain. And so I've talked about this before. Why do you have to ask for it? request for it from Guanxin Bodhisattva. Why didn't Guanxin Bodhisattva just come to help you? The relationship between us and Guanxin Bodhisattva is like kids and mom. So when the mom is trying to teach the kids what to do, the kid, even for his good, he won't listen, right? But when the kids has certain needs and he asks for it, whatever the mom offers, he's gonna listen and he's gonna take.
所以问题是出在我们众生这边啊，所以我们众生呢，如何与观世音菩萨相应？ 有两个，要对观世音菩萨有信心，要常常念。这两个就是其实，假如我们修持观音法门，是要常常。当然，它有很多方式，已经有七种方式。可是这两个一定要常常对观世音菩萨一定要有信心。那你自己所谓常念，就是心里面常常要有观世音菩萨。它不只是口中的。 那个念观世音菩萨圣号，他其实心里面常常要有。
So how are sentient beings corresponding to 观世音 Bodhisattva? The first one is to have firm faith to 观世音 Bodhisattva. The second is always reciting. So the always reciting part is not only you just say it out of your mouth. You actually think about it in your mind when you're reciting. The main reason for doing this is having Guanxin Bodhisattva in your mind constantly.
因为只有七分钟，所以我把它跳到我们的结语，所以我们的功课的练习呢，就是自己，因为观世音菩萨的愿一直在那边。 那我们怎么让他跟他是通的呢？就是要一心要称名，对观世音菩萨要有信心。这样的话呢，观世音菩萨他会来帮助你。那我们同时呢，第二点呢，我们也要练习，有你四周的人有需要你帮我忙的时候，你也要闻声去救苦。那我们现在还没有叫观声啊，因为我们修行还没那么多，就是。
So we only have 7 minutes left. I'm going to go straight to the summary part. Helping us respond to our need is Guanxin Bodhisattva's role. But us as sentient beings, we need to practice. We need to have faith in Guanxin Bodhisattva, and then we need to practice constantly. With the people who surround us and try to observe other people's needs on your daily basis.
那一心称名啊，假如说我们养成一个习惯，我们心啊跟佛号是结在一起的，那种的力量就很大了，因为第一个不止让你的心能够安定下来。 你的思路呢也会很清楚，有很多的你从来不会想到的，奇怪，你就会做出很正确的一个判断啊。所以一心称名有那么大的功能啊，因为一心称名让你的愿、你发的愿跟你的行动是可以结合的。So
chant the Bodhisattva's name with a focused mind, with all your hearts, is really important. Reciting Guanxin Bodhisattva's name in your mind would make you calm all the time, and make you become rational when you're to lead you to the right decision. And once your mind is corresponding to Guanxin Bodhisattva's name, that'll connect you to Guanxin Bodhisattva.
所以我们要练习，因为我们要闻声救苦嘛。当你要闻别人的声音的时候，你对你自己的心要清楚。所以呢，随时随地从自己的看自己的心，这点最重要，要从自己 不要只有看人家，要从自己开始观这一念心，不让这颗心随便跑来跑去。
So we need to practice on our daily basis and follow the voices to help others to relieve pains. And in order to do that, ourselves need to be rational first, and we need to calm all the time. We need to observe ourselves and before going help others, and keep our mind stays calm instead of wandering around.
知道自己的心乱跑，有没有在看着心呢？有没有？有没有？
有，
有哈，承认吧哈。所以当你都不知道你自己糊里糊涂的时候，那是真的没有看。可是假如你看到，你说哎呀怎么搞，我现在还在骂人家，哎，其实是好现象，因为你看到你在骂人家，那你马上就有个判断，他骂人家没有所谓的好跟不好，只不过很高兴你已经看到你自己的心在做这件事情，这个就是其实你已经在看着你的心，这个就是在修行，就很知道自己的心在哪里。
So knowing the fact that you have your mind is wandering around, does that mean that you're observing your own mind? Yes, it is. If you know that your mind is wandering around, that's a good thing. And instead of not knowing your mind is wandering around at all. So once you're yelling at someone, you realize
cursing.
Once you're cursing,
not yelling, curse, worse.
Once you're cursing someone, and there is no good or bad of cursing this action itself, but you have to observe your own action and then keep practicing on a daily basis.
承认自己是凡夫吗？
You have to admit the fact that you are not enlightened yet.
不止 enlightened， 好的人呢，我们觉得有时候要承认自己没有那么好。
Yeah, even
不要讲说开悟不开悟这件事。
So let's not talk about if you are enlightened or not. You have to realize you are not that good.
那所以呢，自己要常常要看住这几个心啊，而且不要担心说，哎呦，我怎么心里乱想？没有关系，乱想就代表你已经进步，你已经看到你的心乱想，给自己一点鼓励哈。那慢慢的让自己，我们不是有怎么样学打坐吗？连续三个礼拜吗？就欢迎你们学过的人，欢迎你们再来温故知新，让自己。有办法把方法抓得更好。
So you have to watch your mind, and sometimes when you're seeing the fact that you're having scattered or wandering thought, that's fine. You have to encourage yourself and reward yourself and telling yourself that you are knowing that you are having wandering thought. And so we have a lot of sitting meditations that will help you to practice in the future if you're interested. We have a lot of sitting meditation series.
好，我们今天就到这边为止哈，下个礼拜见。
So we're gonna stop here for today. See you next week.
下个礼拜还是讲不完的。
I don't think we are going to finish it next week.
所以我们以后再见了。
So maybe in the future we'll continue our lecture.
好。